Today's daf is daf Kuf Chav Ches, and we're up to the bottom of Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, one line up from the bottom. We're now going to have a series of tshuvos that Rabbi Abba sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. And the reason we're bringing it over here, as we'll see, is because one of them is very nogea, the halachas that we've just discussed, legabe a bechor. So there's a whole list of issues that are really not nogea us directly in this mesechta, but we already bring all of the tshuvas that he sent. It's a whole sefer of tshuvas over here, seven different tshuvas, but we'll get to the one that's important to us soon. So Shalach Lei Rebbe or Rav Yosef Bar Chama. The first thing he sent him was, Oyber Lechavero Avdi Ganavta. Somebody claims to his friend, you stole my eved. When the guy says, what are you talking about? Really, says the other fellow. That's interesting. So how come he lives in your house? Well, that one, Atamachar Toli. What are you sold that one to me. Or you gave it to me as a gift. Now, of course, the halacha, generally speaking, is that there's no assumption of bailus based on a chazok of godrot, you remember. And Eved moved around, and therefore none of this should be nogea. It's only nogea who has the last raya that it's his. However, here we're talking about a case either where you have a chazak of shalishani, so you had a good taina, or we're talking about maybe where the Eved is an infant, he can't walk, so mamela it's not considered to be godrot, and then it would have a din of the same chazak as legavim betaltalim that are not mishalchim. So therefore, the case would be, whatever the case is, would be that it would be a good taina, and I would be allowed to keep it, just as I would be allowed to keep any metaltali. And in this case, what I did was I said, but, you know, I'm a good guy. I mean, if you're ready to swear that it's your evet, I'm happy to give it to you. You want to swear? Go swear, and you can take it. Go ahead. You make a shvua and take it. Now, in this case, first of all, it's bechlal no din shvua. Shvua has nothing to do with it. We're talking about, if we're not talking about godrot, then it's like all metaltalim, and you have a perfectly good chazaka, and I'm giving it away to you. Even if it would be negeya a shvua, there would be a halacha of, let's say, because the shvua has sisters, but there would still be the halacha of ein nishba in ala karkaot. An eved is compared to karka. So anyway, but b'klal never be a din of shvua. And if there is a din of shvua, anyway, the shvua's hesed would be on me to say that it's not your eved. I'm offering it to you. I mean, I'm giving everything away, basically. I have absolutely no need to do any of this. And I did. The chiddush is, as says Rebbe, that in this case he can't change his mind. He can't say, it's crazy. I never thought the guy was actually going to be nishpa. Is he crazy? He cannot have charata once he gave away the rights to collect the every with a shvua. He said, well, that's a chiddush. My kamash, Tanina, understand? We learned that beferish, amar lo ne'man alay aban, ne'man alay avicha, ne'man alay shloshero e'bakar. Famous machlokis over there, Rabbi Meir the Chachamim, if a guy accepts upon himself a dayan that has absolutely no rights to be done. So he says to the guy, look, you know what? It's so cut and dried, this case. It's entirely in my favor. You can have your own father be the dayan, and I'm perfectly happy with that. Or my father hates my guts, even. He could even be the dayan. You know what? You could take three shepherds that don't know anything about that. I don't care who you take. You could even have an American jury, which is the lowest of the low. And it would still come out in my face. So Rabbi Meir Omer, here it says beferish that according to the Chachamim, and of course we've paskid kedasa rabbi, that you cannot have charata if lamaisa, the person that was danyu, was his father, and he says, no, my son was right. What's Rabbi Abba saying more than the Chachamim? No, kamashma, one second. That's a big difference. A kamashma lan de be'etein l'chamachloket. You didn't know that from reading this case. In that case, you could have said that I would be mekabel him in terms of a ptur, not in terms of a chiyuv. That's the point. Rabbi Abba is coming to say, I'm ready to pay. Where did they say I'm ready to pay? They said, I'm ready to accept if he would say you're potter. I'm telling you that it means even. I agree, of course that's the machlokas, Rabbi Abba, but I'm explaining that machlokas. So if you had just read it on your own, you wouldn't have known that if the father said, you have to pay, I accept, you would say. If he says, my son is potter, I'd have to accept it. But over here to say that I gave over the rights to be mechayev me with a shvua against me, where there was absolutely no chiyuv, that's not like a promise, bialba. I promise I'll give you a gift. That's not mechayev me anything. Kamash balan, that it's included in the type of din I accept upon myself. And you can't be chayzer bo. And so first of all, that's the chiddush. Secondly, the chiddush is that halacha kedivrei chachamim. So you'll say, don't I know that? But in this case, it's very much mistaber taimei of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is saying, since there was no kinyan, so without a kinyan, why is this different than a promise bialma, just because it's part of a diyun that's going on about a din in court? The next thing that Rabbah sent to Rabbi Yosef, again, this was not Nogea our sugya. The next thing that Rabbah sent is also not Nogea our sugya, but again, we're bringing it because in the end we're going to come to one of his Piskei Halachas, that is Nogea the Dinim of Bechor. So, Shalach le Rabbah le Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, Halacha, Govin min Avadim, Rav Nachman or Ein Govin. So first, Rabbah said, look, Halacha is, you can collect from Yitomim from Avadim, because Avadim and Karka are Hukshula Dodi. And in the same way that it's possible to have a lien against real estate, you can have a lien against avadim. Rav Nachman says it makes no sense. Of course you have a din of a hekesh. I'm not disagreeing with that. But that's benogea, things that are legal technicalities. So you want to talk about how to be kaina'id. You want to talk about the din of shvua. Those are things that Torah defines as legal technicalities. But if you're talking about a lien, that's not a technicality. That has to do with the basis of a human psychology in typical business intercourse. If I'm saying that I'm going to lend you money to be able to collect, I'm obviously only going to be able to be semech da'ati, to be able to collect from something that's not here today, gone tomorrow, which is precisely why real estate is the only thing I can put a lien on, and I can't put a lien on metalkalin for that reason. What's to prevent you from making off with the metalkalin so I'll never find it, or for that matter, the metalkalin getting ruined or whatever? So it's very nice. I'm going to give you a loan on a living human being. You got to be out of your mind. Guy's here today, gone tomorrow, not to mention the fact that if you want to take him out of the country, I'll never find him. Why would a lien in that case be something a person is semech da'ati? Therefore, it has nothing to do with the technical comparison of an eved to karka. So therefore, in Govi. Sholach le Rabbah le Rav Yosef bar Chama. Halacha, shlishi b'sheni kasher. Now, halacha is that when it comes to cousins, a first cousin once removed can be made against that cousin. Remember how it goes. So you have the first generation of cousins is the sheni b'sheni. And then you have the shlishi b'shlishi. You can have a shlishi b'sheni, revi b'sheni, or you can have a rishon, which is the brothers. Obviously, brothers are included in the krovim that are posel for edus. Even first cousins are posel edus, but a first cousin once removed comes along with Rabbah to say is kosher le edus. So in that case, by the way, there's a very common thing that happens in weddings when people give gift that drives people crazy. It's like, well, is your near relative? But he may not be a relative that's posel for edus. So in that case, it would be kosher. Rava Amar, no, once he's a Dor Shlishi, he can be made even against the Rishon, which means against his great uncle, the first generation. Right? Again, the first generation, the two brothers of Rishon Barishon. If the Shlishi can be made against the Sheni, Tainas Rav, he can be made against the Sheni's father as the Rishon, which is his great uncle, since he's a third generation, or by definition, a Shlishi. So I say it can even be made against the Rishon. Marbar Rav Ashi says, I got news for you. You can even be made the third generation to first generation in a direct line. Forget about cousins. You can be made against your grandfather. So you could be made ba'aba da'aba. V'latil tochag mar baravash. We do not paskin like. Sholach le Rabbah le Rav Yosef bar Chama. Another psak that he sent was Hayayodeh le be'idut karka ad shelo nistema, and then nistema pasul. If you had seen a particular field and were a bucky in the meitzarim of that field, and you were about to give testimony about identifying the mitzarim of the field, and then went blind, or maybe not necessarily literally blind, but legally blind. In other words, you can no longer see what you're going to be made about. So then you apostle. Vishmol amar kasha. Shmuel says, why? You don't have to see. You could be give over the information in other ways. So efshe de mechaving mitzranah, you could still say, based on what it is that you had seen, you could translate that seeing into, take a straight line from the olive tree at the corner of so-and-so's field, go over to the big stone that juts out of the corner, make a 45-degree turn, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, why couldn't you be made even based on that? I agree that when it comes to identifying a beged from the guy, I mean, so what are you going to do? Give a general statement about the beged? It's the beged that has a plaid. I mean, there's thousands of kind of a plaid. So there I agree with you that's already not considered to be a dude. Rav Sheshet Amar Afilu Glima. Why not? I mean, if it's clear enough, so you give an exact description. You knew the tailor. You would give an exact description of how long it is and how wide it is and so on. I mean, it's very difficult to believe that you were Mechavid precisely. So you can be Mechavid, Midat Arko, Midat Rochbo. But, I mean, certainly an ingot. I mean, Naska, what are you going to, metal ingot? What are you going to say about that? Naska lo. Rav Papa says, why not? I feel a Naska. As long as you give over the Midat Mishkelotav, if it's not standardized, so then that's also be considered to be a dut. Meitve, on all three of the shitas that argued against Rav Abba, because basically the common denominator of all of these three shitot is that you can be made about the Meitzer of a Sada, even though one is blind. So here it says beferish hayayodeilo beidut ad shelo naasa chatano. So somebody knows testimony to a particular person before he married into the family, became his son-in-law, and then naasa chatano. Or suppose he was a pikeach and had no trouble in communicating, and then he was nitcharesh and now he's no longer kosher for an aid. Or suppose he was a sighted individual pikeach v'nistama, and then he became blind. Or suppose he was shafui v'nishtates, suppose he was normal mentally, and then he went mad. In all of these cases, he's puzzled. And his current status is not kosher for testimony. Aval haya yodea lo be'edut ad shelo naase chatano v'naase chatano. And then meitabito, on the other hand, if he knew the testimony while he was able to be made, then he became his son-in-law and could not be made. But then the guy's daughter died and now he's no longer related. Or suppose he was a pikech, was a normally hearing and speaking person. He went deaf and dumb. And then he was chazav and nitpakeach. And then he became well again after his stroke. Or piteach and istamav chazav and nitpateach. Or suppose he was sighted and then had an attack of blindness and then had his sight restored. Or suppose he was shafui. It was normal, went insane, and then Chazav and Ishtafai became normal again. In all of these cases, he would be kosher. Zaklal, the general rule is, kosher tchilato osofo bepasul. If at any point, only in the beginning or the end, he was in a state in which he's not suitable for edut, then he cannot be made. But as long as the beginning and the end was bekashrut, tchilato osofo bekashrut kasher, despite the fact that the interim was maybe paslut. Now this included even the cases of the iver. So this shows that to yufta de kulo, this shows that Shmuel is wrong, Rav Sheshet is wrong, Rav Papa is wrong, because again, their common denominator is that nistama would not be a problem as long as he could say over the particular Beitzarim. And don't try to tell me, okay, then maybe, I mean, that's not the case. But then you don't have to say Zaklal. The Zaklal is coming to say, I don't care what the circumstances are. Even if he can say, but I can give you over the exact, that doesn't matter. There's some goof will learn from here that there's a be'etzem psul of blindness, legabi the aid. It's not that it's not a good enough siman. It's that edut means to be able to see what it is that you're saying. Because that's what edut is, a reconstruction of a visual vision. That's what the aid had seen. So mamela. But whether you agree with that or not, it's certainly a tiyufta. It's coming now to tell me that certainly we're not going to accept it when it comes to the Meitzari. Shalach Rav Abba Rav Yosef Bracham, another tshuva. Again, so far, nothing to do with that. Another tshuva of Rav Abba Rav Yosef Bracham. Omer al tinok bein habanim. Oh, whoa, now it's starting to sound familiar a little. So somebody says something about a child that is between other children. He's believed. That doesn't say what he said. Of course, that we're going to have to analyze. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Neman. What do you mean he said? What did he say? What are you talking about? Michael Amar. Omer Bayaki Amar. Omer Al Tinok Bein Abanim Yirash Kodech Hasai. If somebody takes one child and he says, let this child be yorish all of my property, then he would be believed. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, because that, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, we're coming to the mission, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. I'll leave it, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. He learns it from the Pasuk, Vayaba Yomahan Chiloed Banav. Person is able to give out his property to his sons as a last will and testament. And then Rabbi Yochanan, who was saying Eino Neman, is arguing, and really saying we pass like the Chachomim and not like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Maskifla Rava. How can you read that? That's what Rabbi was saying. What does it have to do with Neman? Neman means he's believed. What, this has something to do with belief? It has something to do with whether he has the power. Is he empowered to be Morishit Banav? That has nothing to do with belief. So what says Neman ve'inu Neman? Why doesn't it say Yirash or Lo Yirash? That's the psak that we're interested in. Mi boyle, isn't that the language you should have used? So that can't be what he was referring to. Elo Amar Rava, I'll tell you, Achikama. He was saying, Omer al Tinok ben Abanim Bechoru. That's what he's got to be referring to. The din of Yakir. So Rababa was paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that Yakir means that you could say on someone who was not the oldest son, and you're basically saying, nonetheless, he's the Bechor, because the other ones aren't my sons, so then he's Neman. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda paskened. Rabbi Yochanan says, Einu Neman is going to leave it to Rabbanan. So what Rababa was saying is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And since, in the end, we're going to see that we paskin like all of the tshuvas of Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef, therefore it was very nogea to bring those tshuvas, because it comes to tell us now that the psak halacha is a libra Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbanan. But we haven't gotten there yet. Once already we started telling you all of the tshuvas of Rabbi Abba, let's take the rest of it. Shalach li Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Ha'omer titoli shti ke'achad min abanim. If somebody says, I want my wife to have a piece of my estate that's the equivalent of any of my parshat sons, notelech ke'achad min abanim. So she gets that amount of his estate. Omar Rava, but that's only b'nechasim shalach shav. I mean, it's only what he has at the time that he says that. Because, I mean, ein adam makneh davar shelo ba'olam. We saw before, this only works through giving a living gift. Giving a living gift. He didn't give anything that wasn't in his rishus at that time. The truth is that even if you hold alibi to Rabbi Meir, that adam makneh, he would have to say so. But if you just say, stam, I'm giving something, then you don't mean to be makneh davar shelo ba'olam. Therefore, in this case, and since he was careful not to use the lashon of Yerusha, we said before, if he would use the lashon of Yerusha, then he would have wrecked the whole thing, because you obviously cannot give a Yerusha. But he is giving a gift, so that's the gift that he meant to give. And not only that, we're talking about what size he was referring to. He was referring to the size of a ben at the time that they would do the chalukah. So let's say he made this statement 20 years before he died. And in those 20 years, he had another 15 children. So now the size of what she's going to be given is defined by the situation later, even though it had to have been a living gift. He wasn't transferring yet that now, other than based on what would be. And furthermore, I mean, it could be in the opposite direction too. I mean, if Lemais and some of his children died between the time that he said that, now he has fewer heirs than he had before, so she would have a greater chelek. So it's banima ba'im la'achar mikan. So the nechasim, so they're exact opposite. The nechasim have to be currently extant under his hands, and the banim would be banim defined at the time of the Yerusha. Next tshuva of Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Sholach le'Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef bar Chama hamotish tarchova chaviro. In a case where somebody brings a contract that shows that someone owes him a debt, and the one who's bringing the contract, the lender says, Lo nifrati klum, nobody ever paid a dime against this contract, I want the whole thing. The love says, no, I paid up half of it. And the edim come along, and they are made that the whole thing was paid up. Shepara kulo. Now in this case, since the person himself is the baldin, hoda'at baldin kibaya edim dami, so he's not relying on the, he's basically saying the edim are wrong. So he's makrish the edim. Therefore, those edim can't be taken in his benefit by him. He'd have to be nishba, as a typical case in which he's a made of a mikta. So he would be nishba. And then the guy would be able to be gova mechta. But as opposed to a normal case where somebody brings a contract, he would not be able to collect it as a contract against the Chasim Mishubadim, as based on a lien that he had against this field. And over here, the person had sold the field to somebody else. Because then when he comes to collect from the person who bought the field, the guy will say, what, are you crazy? There's witnesses that say that this was paid up. Right, you can't collect with a shtar that was paid up. So he says, yeah, but I mean, the guy himself was made, he didn't pay it up. So Hodas Baal Din can only work for him. It can't work against me. Why would I trust him? Why would a court trust him more than Me'ah Edim? For himself, he could be Bechayev himself. But he can't be Bechayev me to allow you to use a contract that is not a valid contract to collect on a lien. There's witnesses that say it's not a valid contract. You gotta be nuts. The seller can't be Bechayev me to give away my field. So he can only collect the half in a chasim and a chorim. But certainly, mimish ubadim lo, because the buyers will all say, anana edim samchinan. We rely on the witnesses, sir. So you can go back to him. If he's got money, he's welcome to pay you. We couldn't care less. And the chiddush is Rabbi, is that afil Rabbi Akiva, diyoma meshiv avedahavi, even alib Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in a case where somebody doesn't accept a taina that he could have had, and he's kind enough to say that, well, it's true. He didn't have to say anything. I mean, over here, he didn't have to say that it was a kosher shtar. So, therefore, Titus Rabbi Akiva, how can you apply a din? This is a classic Good Samaritan issue. Guy's trying to be a mensch. He's giving you back something. He didn't have to give you anything. And you're going to say, oh, wait a minute, there was $100 in the wallet. Now there's only 50. Okay, well, next time I'll learn my lesson not to give back a wallet. So we're going to make the guy swear. So Rabbi Akiva says, whenever a guy is doing the right thing, he's a meshiv aveda, we're going to make him swear. So in this case, there's a shtar that was perua. So he wants to be kind enough to give you a back half. So because of that, you're going to make him swear that, no, he doesn't owe you the other half. Tain is Rababa, but in this case, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that in a case where you offer a payback, that's only where there's no edim. But if there are edim, the guy's afraid that the edim are going to be testifying against him. So once there's somebody who knows what's going on, he wants to limit the damage. So in the case where, let's say the Edom will say that it wasn't paid, so at least he doesn't look like a liar. So he's saying it was partially paid. True that some of it wasn't paid. So there, irtute irtat, he's actually nervous. And that's not considered to be the fine guy who's giving back something he didn't have to give. Maskila, Marbar, Ravashi, on the contrary. I mean, over here, the witnesses came out to be on his side. So, I mean, it should be just the opposite, no? Even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who argues on Rabbi Akiva in that case, and he says it's still considered to be a made of a mixat a ta'anahavi, and therefore he does have to swear, that's only in a case where there were no witnesses that are coming to back him up, because over there it's a chutzpah, he's going to deny it entirely. I mean, so a person's not mazed to deny something entirely. But where he's got witnesses that will back up his taina, so then he certainly had every possibility to simply say, what are you talking about? That was paid. There's even witnesses who said it was paid. So if he comes along now and says, well, it was only partially paid, I still owe you half, but he's a very nice guy. He's an honest guy. So even Reb Shimon ben Elazar would say, we're going to make an honest guy swear. Does that make sense? So in that case, like here, of course he's a meshiv aveda. And therefore, nobody would hold that he would have to swear. I don't agree with what Rababa is saying. Rababa is saying he would still have to swear because of the fact that he's saying that the edim are wrong. Dorash mar zurtu mishmeid rabshimi barashi, hilchatoka kolanishmaitz. Every single one of the above teshuvot is correct. The Paschal like Rababa, and that, of course, is the importance for our sugya. Now that we know that the halacha is like all of those sugyas, it means that it's also telling us the halacha, libe de Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the din of Yakir by a Bechor. Omele Ravina le Rav Ashi. Don't we have a general rule that the halacha is like Rav Nachman? Didn't Rav Nachman say it's ridiculous to compare avadim to karkaot in terms of a lien because avadim can be spirited away or they can die? I mean, what kind of weird halacha is that to say that a hekesh that has to do with things where it's reasonable to say that there's nothing wrong with comparing them to karkaot? What does that have to do with smichas das? It sounds very reasonable. The normal halacha is we pass him like Rav Nachman, he's the dying. So according to that, you're telling me a contradiction now to the general rules of psak. Omar Lay, well, that's true, but that's because you guys had the wrong girsa. In Reb Abba, the way I was taught that what it was that Reb Abba was shalach lay was that he said, ein govin matninan la, and not that it's a vireb nachman omar, rather, v'chein omreb nachman. So according to that, The way I was paskening precisely like Rav Abba, who agreed with Rav Nachman. Not the way you had it. The Rav Abba was saying something unreasonable and was disagreeing with Rav Nachman. And Achiname never paskened like that. So then I understand. So then your statement is trivial. I mean, who is arguing on Rav Abba that you should say Halacha is like Rav Abba? If there was the only case that we had in Machlokas was the case of Rav Nachman. So you're saying now Halacha is like Rav Abba and like Rav Nachman. Because he wasn't arguing on Rav Nachman. So then what are you bothering saying the Halacha is? La fuke mai. As opposed to which shita that you're saying we paskin like Rav Abba? I mean, if you're trying to tell me that it's la fuke minarava, the first case over there was that the cousin, we said over there, a cousin once removed can be made against his cousin. Rava said he can even be made against the uncle. That's not arguing on Rav Abba. That's taking Rav Abba even a step further. We can say Yochsek Rav Abba against Rava. They weren't discussing that issue. Rava was just being Mosif. I mean, that's Mosif who he was adding to Rav Abba's psak that you can even be matir more than that. That's not what you mean when you say Hilchata Ke. Hilchata Ke is the Chiddush that he's saying, not somebody who's saying the bigger Chiddush. So that can't be what you meant. If you were referring to Mar Bar Rav Ashi, who said you can be makshir even against a grandfather, I mean, first of all, I mean, that also is mosif. But even if you know, I mean, we said to Farish that let's yilchata kavate. As we said it over, we don't need Mar Zutra to tell me let's yilchata kavate. That was part of the actual psak as it was given over by Rav Abba. So I thought we said latilchata kamar baravashi. So that can't be what you're coming to tell me. E la fuke midishmuel vervshesius verv papa. That what? That you can use a blind witness as long as he can identify it? We had a tiyufta. It's a beferish tiyufta. I don't need you to tell me what we already learned out beferish from the tiyufta. So hayitotu. Ah, la fuke min Rabbi Yochanan. That must be the meaning of the psak. To tell me that Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like the Rabbana, and who said that Yakir is only Betzera Chekera, but not in a case where Rabbi Tinoik ben Abonim. Aha, okay, that indeed is important. Now it turns out that the whole sugya was really only in terms of our sugya, because that's how it all started, with the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, about Yakir, and you wanted to make certain that we would not accept the Atkafta, the Marbar Rav Ashi. Marbar Rav Ashi wanted to say that he's considered to be a Meshiv Aveda, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And that you wanted to tell us. No, that's not true. Because since over here, he was made before the Edim had been made, then Rabbi Abba is right, that he has no idea what these Edim are going to say. And therefore, even if they looked like they were on his side, you never really know what happens after they walk into court. And because of that, Mar Bar Rav Ashi was correct. And in that case, he is irtute. He's not relying on the Edim to be made like him. Mamela, that's not considered to be a Meshiv Aveda. Even Alibid Rabbi Akiva. And because of that, he would need to be Nishpa as a Meda Mimitzat Hata'ana. Shalach Le Rav Abba Rav Yezir Bar Chama. Oh, yeah? So, Mati Vaetzlacha. What do you mean? Atabakatoli. Atanatatoli bimatana. Ritzoncha, Ashba veto. Venishba in Yokalach Zorbo. By Kamashma Tanina. Amarlo, Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, Nemanim alai Shloshar, Oe Bakar, Rabbi Meir omer Yokalach Zorbo, Vachachamim omerim, Eno Yokalach Zorbo. No, Kamashman. The Beetain lakamach loket valacha. Kedivrei Chachamim, Sholach leRabbi Abba leRabbi Yosef bar Chama. Halacha govin min haavadim, Rav Nachman amar ein govin. Sholach leRabbi Abba leRabbi Yosef bar Chama. Halacha shlishi b'sheni kasher. Rav amar af b'rishon. Mar bar Rav Ashi ach sheba abad abba. V'leti uchatak mar bar Rav Ashi. Sholach leRabbi Abba leRabbi Yosef bar Chama. Haya yodea lo be'edut karka. Ad shlo nistama v'nistama pasul. Shmuel amar kasher. Efshel bechavin mitzrano, av a glima lo. Reb Sheshesh amar filu glima. Efshel bechavin midat orko, midat rochbo. Av a naska lo. Reb Papa amar filu naska. Efshel bechavin midat mishkelotav. Metve. Haya yodea lo beidut at shlo naasech chatano. Naasech chatano. Or he was a pikech v'nitcharesh. Or he was a pitech v'nitstama. Or he was a shafui v'nishtate. He's possible. Aval, haya yodea lo beidut at shlo naasech chatano. Nasach hatano meta bito, or pikeach v'nitcharesh v'chazav v'nitpakeach, or piteach v'nitstaba v'chazav v'nitpakteach, or shafui v'nishtata v'chazav v'nishtapa, In all of these cases, kosher zakla. Kosher tchilato zafui bepaslut, pasul. Tchilato zafui bekashrut, kasher, even though in the middle he was not suitable. Woo, tiyufta de kula tiyufta. Sholok rabbi le riyazi barchama. Omer al tidok ben abanim neeman. Rabbi Yochanan bar Eino neeman. What's going on here? Omer al tidok ben abanim yirach kodech asai neeman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan bar Eino neeman kerabona. Matka Varvava, so what does that have to do with Neman? Please. I Neman ve no Neman. Yirash velo yirash, be boile. Elom Rava Achikama. Homer al Tinok ben Abanim Bechor hu Neman. Krebi Yehuda, because Yakir is Yakir ed alachirim. Rebi Yochan omar eno Neman, ki Rabbanan, because over here it's against the obvious chazaka. You're saying the baby is the Bechor. Shalach le Rebav le Rebi Yosef Barcham. Homer, Titol ishti ke'achad min abanim, notelet ke'achad min abanim. Omar Rava, but, that's only been a chasim shel achshav, measured by the banim abayim le'achar mikan. Shalach le'rabab le'r Yosef Barchama. Hamotzi shtarchov achaviro malva omer lo nifrati klum. Lo v'omer parata mechza. Ha'edim me'edim shepara kulo. Harei ze nishba v'gova mechza minachas minachorin. Avam mimshu badim lo. The Amri, the buyers, will say, Anan ha'edim sabchinan. Vafilu Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, normally, a guy who volunteers to pay somebody, he doesn't have to pay, has a din of a meshiva avedan, doesn't swear. Ha'anim yilayekad like ha'edim. Avalekad yike ha'edim, irtu te'irtat. Matkiv lamar baravashi, on the contrary, afilu Rabshim ben Elazar, the only motive in miksata ta'ana havi, ha'anim yilayekad like ha'edim, to come sayayale. In this case, you've got Aiden that come in Sayyale. Then he could have just walked away. There was not even an Einada Meis Panav. So then for sure he's a Meishiva Veda Ave. Dorash Mazut or Mishmed Vashimi Barashi. He'll chata b'chola nishma atata. Gide shalak le Reb Abba le Reyes Barchama. Omer le Revina le Ravashi. Why? Don't we have a cloud that the halach is like Reb Nachman? Le Reb Nachman might. Omer le, well, it's because you got it backwards. Ein govin matnina la. And therefore, it said v'chein omer Reb Nachman, not that Reb Nachman was arguing. So then, what's the point of you telling me ilchata lafuke mai? I mean, ilafuke bit of Rava. Rava was adding; he wasn't arguing. He's a mosif havi. Inamar bar Rav Ashi. Not only is he a mosif, but let ilchata kavati anyway. We said right there, beferish let ilchata kavati bar Rav Ashi. If it's lafuke from Shmuel, Reb Sheshi, Reb Papa, who hold that a blind witness is okay, we added the yufta on them. So I don't need you. I do tap. Elafuki min Reb Yochanan, who pasked like the Rabbonin Lagabe Yakir, and Lafuki from the Atkafta, the Marba Rav Ashi, that even Reb Shimon ben Elazar would have agreed in this case because the Edom are on his side. Kamashman and Reb Abba is right that you never know about Edom.